Hey, Vicky, Vickie Wilson, Wilson. Vicky Wilson is our patient. Date of birth is 1/4/63. Today is 5/11. Chief complaint. Vicky is a 60-year-old woman who comes in today with symptoms of cough, congestion, shortness of breath, fever, not feeling well. Period. Nipperica patient has been exposed to COVID-19. She is positive for COVID-19 at this time. Period. Nipperica. COVID-19 immunization up to date times 2. Period. Nipperica. Immunization. Up to date, including COVID-19. Colonoscopy not done. Mammogram not done. Patient needs to worry, take care of these later. Patient lives at home. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Her husband has bipolar disorder. He's disabled. Her son is 36 years old and has cerebral palsy. There's another patient is schizophrenic that she takes care of family member at home. Period. Period. She's a case manager and provider for above mentioned folks. She doesn't work at this time, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, has never been a heavy smoker or drinker. Allergy, tramadol, dilantin, or dilaudid, and copaxone, C-O-P-A-X-O-N-E. Surgery, C-section and eye surgery. Patient eye exam is up to date. Eye surgery was for detached retina. Medical problems, diabetes, low thyroid. Sees the diabetic specialist as well as a neurologist. Medication, Lyrica, 100 milligram TID, diazepam, 3 times a day, dose not known, insulin pump, 0.6 units a day, 0.3 units nighttime. Review of system, positive cough, positive congestion, positive tiredness, positive weakness. Patient was hospitalized in November with symptoms of a hip fracture. Then she had a fall at home in March, and that's when her last blood test was done in the emergency room. Period. She also has had symptoms of syncope, saw a cardiologist 4 years ago, but has not seen another one recently. She needs to see a cardiologist as well. Period. In the paragraph, she's had fever, she's had chills, she's had weakness related to her COVID. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. Exam 129, 99%, 99.4, 1689, 137 over 58. Heart positive, composite was 2/6, this leg ejection, remember lungs, free bronchi, abdomen, soft TMs, a red, Christian pharynx, red, inflamed, neurological, non-focal, skin shows no rash. Assessment number 1, COVID-19 is positive, flu negative, strep negative. Number 2, treat with Paxlovid and Finnegan DM at home. Number 3, palpitation / syncope, echocardiogram shows calcified a mitral valve. Patient does need to see a cardiologist when her condition stabilizes. Next number, patient is in desperate need of mammogram and colonoscopy. Next number, at one time she's lost about 30 pounds. They thought she might have a breast cancer. They were scheduling her for a biopsy, but the lesion went away, in quotation, which she's very quite excited about, but it nevertheless needs a mammogram. Next number. We checked her carotid. She does have calcification, but nothing that looks like a stenotic lesion. Next number, we still need to look at her, do an MRA, an MRI with symptoms of syncope. We'll do that later on. Next number, she wants a prescription for her Synthroid, 75 microgram. That was prescribed today. Next one is Finnegan DM for cough. Next one is Paxlovid for her COVID. Next number, abdominal ultrasound, otherwise with the normal limits. Next one is minimal fatty liver. Next one is lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. Next one is thyroid, does not appear to have any lesions. Next number, come back next week. Next number, refer to cardiologist. Next number, neurologist is following her regarding her syncopal episodes. Next number, under care of a diabetologist. Next number, we did not write any prescription today except for the Synthroid, Finnegan DM, and Paxlovid. Next number, her Valium comes from her neurologist. That's treating her for neuropathy with Valium and Lyrica. Next number above was discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.